Welcome to Ask Pastor John, a question and answer podcast with John Piper. We are called to love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. But what does it mean to love Him with our mind? John, I assume that your answer is it takes more than thinking about Him for an hour on Sunday morning and Wednesday night.
Yeah, I think there would be several components to intellectual love for God. And one would be dedicating our minds to knowing Him. A second would be thinking clearly and truly about Him so that we don't have false ideas in our minds. And third would be not being satisfied with intellectual awareness of His attributes, character, acts, but specifically, intentionally devoting that mental effort to serve the affections, that is, the emotions for God. If a person doesn't move from intellectual awareness of God and right thinking about God to an emotional embrace of God, he hasn't loved God with his mind. The mind has not yet loved until it hands off the thought to the emotions where they're embraced. And then the mind and the heart are working in such harmony, it feels like, and you experience it as, both intellectual and affectional love for God.
Well, as a part of shaping our minds, Christians are often indignant when we see vulgarity or immorality depicted in our media. But I wonder if the more damaging reality might be the so-called good programs, where life is lived as if God does not exist. He's simply absent from the plot.
I think that is way more dangerous. I would much rather have people deal with media that have violence in them and sex in them where God is a urgent reality. Now, there's almost none of those in existence, but let's just say they were, where God is pressed on you as a reality, than to have a squeaky clean, totally free from bad language and nudity and violence and whatever else is bad, and have it absolutely godless. I think TV and movies and most of the media hurts us, number one, by its ignorance and apathy towards God, and number two, by its triviality. So it's not only leaving out the one reality for which we're created, namely God, but it is constantly shrinking our souls down to the most silly kinds of thinking so that the capacity for knowing that God is being reduced. He's not just taken out of the picture, but the capacity to appreciate something great like God is being shrunk down because of the absolute silliness of most of the entertainment people give themselves to.
Ask Pastor John, a podcast of John Piper and Desiring God. Know God and enjoy Him more than ever through spending time today at our website, desiringgod.org, desiringgod.org.